There's so much happening on the medical front when it comes to COVID-19, and it's really kind of hard to figure out where to start and where to stop. That may be the problem here this afternoon, is where to stop our talk of Emporia today. But we're going to get the full update from CEO Bob Wright on how things stand with the hospital and some of the game planning for the future here, part of our talk of Emporia today.
Well, you heard life in the fast lane. Let's head into that left lane and pass everyone and say good morning to Emporia Main Street Director Casey Woods. Casey, how are you?
Hey, Casey.
Well, now that I found out that frosting equals healthy or lower calorie, I'm doing fantastic this morning. How are you guys?
Life is good.
Isn't that exactly.
Isn't that a life changer?
I'll have some extra frosting. I'm watching my figure.
That's exactly right. You know, so it's a no guilt thing now, Casey.
Exactly. Well, I know you've got a lot to get through this morning, so let's just get to it. Emporia Main Street's happy to be a part of the Vaxxed Normal campaign as part of the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund. We've got another great series of gift certificate drawings this Friday. And then September 10th, we had so many local businesses and local individuals reach out to assist with all the fantastic grand prize drawings, and we're excited about that. Go get vaccinated, be part of creating a healthier community and helping us get through this pandemic, and get rewarded for it. So we've got all sorts of different prizes that we'll be giving away. I have offered that super grand prize with a lawn tractor and all the different equipment and barbecue supplies to host that grand prize at my house for pickup between midnight and 12:01. but they didn't go for that, so I guess we're just going to have to do the legit drawing.
I don't know why not. You're such a giving individual. Man.
I know. And then, of course, we've got the Great American Market coming up, and that is on September 11th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have booths that are located on Commercial Street from 6th to 12th, and we've got booths throughout that entire area. Lots of different safety mechanisms in place. I know that with COVID cases, we have people that are concerned about congregating in areas for long periods of time, and we understand that. So we're going to see a less dense sort of Great American Market with extra booth spaces in between our different booths. Dave's Pumping Service has helped us out with hand washing stations and sanitizer stations that will be distributed throughout the event. Sometimes during the Great American Market, we have some entertainment options that would encourage people to congregate, and we're not going to have those this year. But the outside dining and shopping, that's a mitigation strategy that we've seen throughout the United States to help give people some safer alternatives, and that's what the Great American Market is. So we're really excited about that. Because we are a full from the 600 through 1100 blocks right now, vendors need to contact the office if they're interested in getting into the market, and then basically we have a drop list. So if vendors drop out, then we have a wait list that we can activate those different vendors on the drop list, so you can contact Emporia Main Street and we'll get you taken care of. We've never had that this early before the market, so that shows that there's a lot of people that are really interested in the Great American Market this year, but still our emphasis is on keeping things spread out and safe for everyone in the community, so we can be part of that, getting us healthier sort of solution.
Did I read where a setup for the vendors begins at 4 a.m.?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, boy.
That's a long day right there.
It is. It's a long day, and there's some volunteer opportunities beforehand for block captains throughout the day. And then, of course, we always say part of the event is the cleanup. So yeah. We start that cleanup procedure at about 3:30 and clean up until we're done. So if you're looking to volunteer, you can contact Emporia Main Street. We have all sorts of volunteer opportunities.
You know, Casey, I went to a garage sale the other day, and they had a radio with no volume control.
It's always cranked up to 11.
I just couldn't turn it down.
That's the ultimate KVOA radio, right?
That's it.
Always on. You got to make sure that they can't switch the dial. You just lock it into the station. And we have Startup Kansas, which we're involved with through Network Kansas, has new EDA loans. So businesses that are looking to start up or expand, we have some different loan options available. You can contact Emporia Main Street to check that out. We have multiple projects going on with upper story housing. So if you've got a downtown building and are interested in upper story projects, contact Emporia Main Street. We're working with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow on Dia de los Muertos. It sounds like that's a go on October 30th. In conjunction with the downtown trick or treat, which we were able to hold last year with some different safety mechanisms in place, we'll still be able to work with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow on that fantastic event. And we're working with through some safety logistics for haunted tours. We haven't quite got that all figured out yet. Because we've got some close quarters activities and how we would handle that or not handle that. Freedom Fest is, of course, November 6th, and we're excited for Freedom Fest activities. It sounds like we're going to be able to announce a new challenge this year, which we're excited about. So all sorts of different things that are coming on this fall. They may look a little different, but, again, we want to have fun with everybody, but we want to keep that safe. And we hope that everybody stays safe this holiday weekend.
Yes, indeed we do. Casey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Plenty going on as always. 656, 67 degrees. Good morning.
Capital Federal, a local bank rooted in tradition since 1893. With a longstanding commitment to our communities, a sense of gratitude for each customer, and a dedicated team of employees, CapFed remains focused on you. It always starts with community, customers.